today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Mark, we jump over into your email box. You had a tax-related email to get to.
Right. This one's from Steve. It says, "Hey, Mark, I'm sending you this email because I've already sent Ian three today, so today's show is just full of email-inspiring topics, and by today's show, I mean Saturdays. I wanted to say a few things about equating taxation with theft or slavery. When I was a novice libertarian, I am now a grizzled veteran of 4 years. This was a very powerful and persuasive argument to me. Taxation does share key characteristics with both theft and slavery. It seems like a slam dunk argument, and yet it didn't seem to have the influence on other people that it did on me. Specifically, it seemed to have no influence on the left, the group to which the argument is most often employed."
Well, they want to be stolen from. They like the idea. They think it's going to something good. They believe that the benefits are greater than the price they have to pay, which is not the case.
I think that as long as it's largely peaceful or somehow it's spun to be the right thing to do, that's what the lefties like. You know, save the whales, free the people in Darfur, bring blocks of cheese to the poor people who can't work downtown, that kind of thing.
Right. They look at government as the greatest of charities. They don't see it as force because they truly are voluntarily and giving it up and very happy to do so.
And it's also taking it from the big rich people. Those evil billionaires mostly are paying most of these taxes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
He makes some arguments similar to that, and let me go on with it here. Let's see. It seemed like a slam dunk argument, and yet it didn't seem to have the influence on the people that did it. Specifically, it didn't seem to have no influence on the left, the group to which the argument is most often employed. The left abhors slavery and presumably disapproves of theft. So let's use those concepts against them and try to trap them in a contradiction. It doesn't work because it isn't a contradiction to them. That's because slavery and theft have more than one characteristic, and libertarians and lefties aren't in the aren't in opposition to the same characteristics. Slavery is the term used in America, tends to refer to the African slave trade model as was practiced in this country. Mm-hmm. When you hear the term, this is what springs to mind. This model was a crime against liberty because, and perhaps the ultimate crime against liberty. So libertarians abhor it, but lefties do not abhor it for this reason. They abhor it because it was also a crime, perhaps the ultimate crime, against egalitarianism, against political equality. It isn't that the slavery per se that offends them. It is that it was only some people that were slaves, and that their slave status was based on race.
Oh, I see. So in their mind, it's all right for everyone to be enslaved as long as it's equally enslaved. You're equally enslaved.
Absolutely. I think he's really hitting it on the head here.
Interesting point.
I've heard a lot of people say, let's just bring it to a level playing field.
Right. As long as we're all enslaved by the government to the same level, then it's fine.
Oh, man, that's sick.
It is. It's very, very sick. A more egalitarian form of slavery, such as communism, it's okay with them. It did not discriminate. Everybody was an equal slave. Everybody had an equal chance to become party members.
Right. Freedom and consent aren't an issue for these people. They're also utilitarians as well as egalitarians, mm-hmm. because they believe that, you know, the ends do justify the means. You know, they see, again, this government as this great charity that everyone should be giving money to, and if they don't give money, then since it is the greatest charity, they should be able to put you in a jail cell because of it.
I would think only the most principled free marketeers would be against things from that standpoint. I think just about everybody wants something utilitarian, something that works. So I would call myself utilitarian in that I believe in a form of government that I believe is going to work and work best because it, libertarianism appeals to what people want to do. It appeals to human nature.
Yeah, well, government didn't work then, and it won't work in your scenario.
Right.
Because force achieves unintended consequences every single time it's employed.
But it achieves fewer consequences when it's employed fewer times.
That may be true, but the principle still remains.
How about theft? This word not only refers to the coercive expropriation of others' property, but the illegal coercive expropriation of other people's property.
In other words, theft is legal.
In other words, the less problem isn't that theft, with theft isn't that it's coercive expropriation, but that it has been pre-approved by the legal system or that the democratic process or the and or the democratic process first. And now I called in on a local talk show. I heard some local yammering idiot, some politician that maybe four or five people voted into office here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
Is it a city council member?
A city council person talking about how great it was that they had used eminent domain to get the to be able to build this traffic circle they built downtown. I called it theft. This lady and I went back and forth, theft, not theft, theft, not theft. Where I come from, when you take something without asking, without the permission of the person from whom you took it, you have stolen that thing.
Right, but in their mind, as long as the majority of people says it's okay to take that something, then it's not theft.
Right. If there's one cantankerous individual who says no, and it belongs to them, and the rest of the community says yes, then it's fine. So long, and then the community doesn't own that property. So long as it's fine. My question to that person, and you know, when you use logic, you have to take things out to extreme circumstances to make it make sense, is if the community wanted, for whatever reason, it doesn't even have to benefit them, just wanted it to happen, wanted to have me crucified on the town square, nail my hands to a cross, because they wanted it, because 99%, 51%, 51%.
We don't want no felons in this town.
51% of the voters. Now, remember, most people, especially local elections, most people that vote, you're talking about 6, 7% of the population that vote in local elections. So 51% of 6 or 7%, so 3% of the population makes these decisions generally to vote in these the local bureaucrat, local politicians. So one can't really claim a mandate when one's a local politician. They just sort of do whatever the hell they want and nobody bothers them. So, you know, could they nail me to the cross simply because they want to?
By their logic, they could.
Their logic stinks.
Right. It's dangerous. It's such a destructive, dangerous mindset to get into, and everyone has been infected with this. I mean, at least everyone who's gone through the government high school system, the government schooling system, has been infected with this mindset that it's okay to use force on others as long as most people agree.
As long as democracy is involved, it's great. We had someone on Free Minds TV who does another TV show called Choices on our show, and we were showing them the philosophy of liberty and going through breaking it down step
by
step.
Great episode, by the way.
What do you guys disagree with it? And I gave her that same example of 99% of the people in our town decided to kill me for absolutely no reason, just for fun. Would that be okay? And she said, well, if the majority of people think it would be okay, that would be fine.
That person is a complete idiot, dangerous to herself and others.
I'd have
to
agree.
Right, that's
the mindset, though.
That's the opinion of a psychopath.
Absolutely. I mean, enough people want it, it's okay. If I can get enough people together that want to come to your house and set it on fire, is it okay? Or do we have to have elections?
Right.
Do we have to have ballots? Do we have to have the mantle of government?
Yeah, what makes it legitimate?
I mean, as long as I have 100, 200, 300 people in this town here, 300 people elect the city council people. Mm-hmm. Can't I get a mob of 300 people together and legitimately set fire to all the black people's houses?
You're not serious about
it. No, but couldn't I legitimately do such a thing?
By that logic system, you could.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy.
It absolutely is.
Democracy, and you know, this boils it all down, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
And they say that's okay.
And
the democracy supporters say, great.
Sometimes you're the wolf, sometimes you're the sheep. And it really stinks to be the sheep.
For some reason, they just love that system. They love it.
Going on with Steve's email here. So when you say taxation is slavery, this bounces off the lefties because to them, taxation does not commit the chief sin of slavery. Taxation is still egalitarian. When you say taxation is theft, this bounces off them because taxation does not commit the chief sin of theft. Taxation is not outside the legal system. It is still controlled, planned, and voted on. These are
Because government is a completely legitimate organization to these people.
These aren't really slam dunk arguments. To get to the root of the matter, you've got to debunk not slavery, not theft, but egalitarianism and coercion, and that is no easy task.
No doubt about it.
I don't even know.
That's what we're trying to do, though.
I think that the court system should look at people from an equal standpoint, but I don't think I don't think there's any equality beyond that.
Well, I think a truly egalitarian standpoint is to say that government should leave everyone the hell alone equally.
Well,
that would be nice. 800-259-9231. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to expose government for the coercive apparatus that it is. The wool has been pulled over too many eyes. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So, oh, by the way, some of those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience for free at FreeTalkLive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net, take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. They've done it for me, and sure work. I mean, I assume it's going to work. It was an easy process.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun, and talk to Wayne in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Wayne.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up this whole thing about how the most media outlets don't take all the candidates seriously. They take seriously the front runners who I guess are interesting to them. But even on George Stephanopoulos, I don't know if it was this weekend or the previous one, they interviewed Ron Paul and kind of talked to him. But then they throw this, George throws this line at him. Well, of course, she'll never be elected.
Yeah, that guy was a real jerk. The interview was fairly good towards the end, and then right at the end, he just essentially gave him a verbal slap across the face.
Yeah, they basically do that every time. I mean, because none of them want to, admit that there might be a principle there. They just, well, he's probably good, but, he'll never get elected, so don't consider him. Let's go back to Giuliani or whoever.
Yeah, well, it was outrageous. I saw that. Did you see that one, Mark?
I did not see the Stephanopoulos interview. But, if George was an expert on which team's going to be elected, then, he'd be in the White House right now. I mean, it's still up to the American people to some extent or another.
Yes, as much as the media...
Barring the Diebold machines.
As much as the media hates that idea, you're absolutely right about that. Wayne, any other thoughts?
That's all I got.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreened to the amplifier line. Hello there.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, what's on your mind?
I was wondering, in a free market economy or system, whatever, how would you have regulation for food and that's imported from other countries? How would the businesses... Well, there would be businesses that would take over the regulation, but... How would they make money?
It's an excellent question.
The regulation businesses?
How does Underwriter Laboratories make money? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you familiar with Underwriter Laboratories?
No.
Okay. Go to your kitchen and look at the bottom of your toaster or your blender, and you will see the UL logo. You've probably seen the logo before, but you didn't know what it meant. That stands for Underwriters Laboratories, and it is one of a variety of different testing organizations. There's also the ETL logo. That's a competing testing organization. These are international testing groups, consumer groups, basically, that were founded in order to help keep products that are available to consumers safe for consumption and safe for use. So the reason why your toaster doesn't spark on the inside and catch itself on fire is because of shoddy workmanship, because of company cutting corners, is because UL took a look at that thing, opened it up, poured out its guts, and certified it to make sure that the design was indeed safe. They hadn't crossed their wires, and they haven't screwed things up. And then as a result of that, what happens is when Black & Decker, for instance, I'm giving you this example because it's a real-life, real-world example. You can just take the food business and superimpose it upon it. When Black & Decker, a appliance manufacturer, comes to Walmart and says, hey, we've got this spiffy new toaster, or we've got this spiffy new blender, and Walmart's buyer takes a look at the blender and flips it over and, checks the UL code, goes to UL's website, punches it in to make sure that it's really a UL-certified device.
Because Walmart certainly doesn't want to get sued for selling a bad space heater or something like that.
Exactly. They're doing it to protect you and to protect themselves at the same time. And so Walmart verifies that the device is UL-certified, and they know that, well, great, UL-certified it. We don't have to do all that work. So they then put it on their shelves. If it doesn't have UL certification, they're going to tell that vendor to go take a hike. So the same thing would happen in the world of food. You would see food certifications. There already are food certifications, like the kosher label, for instance. So does that make sense?
Well, I guess I was wondering, the businesses that do the regulation, how would they make money? What's their motivation?
They get paid. They get paid by the companies that essentially hire them for the seal of approval. They know that that's the companies that are generating the products. They know those seals are valuable. Without those seals, they can't get their products into very many store shelves at all. The best they're going to do if they don't have that UL logo is like some Big Lots store or something like that. I mean, nobody's going to trust that product. And so it's worth it to them to pay whatever the certification fee is so they can actually sell their product in the wide marketplace.
I was listening to, I think, the July 13th episode, and I was listening to you and Mark debate about just a very small government opposed to no government at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that if you had no government at all, what would stop somebody with all the guns just saying, I am the government, opposed to...
Great question.
Government.
It comes up over and over again. We'll answer it with you off the air. Thanks
I
for
have
calling
the same
in.
One.
Appreciate it. To answer the question, it's a matter of economics. The point being that the man with all of the guns or the friends with the guns or whatever simply doesn't have the ability to print bills, to print money like the government does today. And so even if he is extremely wealthy and is able to, for instance, somehow quietly hire mercenaries and, you know, somehow very quietly let them know that they're going to be taking over, let's just say, a town to start things out with. Because, I mean, it's very hard to keep these things secret. But let's say he was successfully able to do that, hired some mercenaries, and, you know, they've got guns and scary weapons, and they're going to go and take over a town. Well, he's not going up against any sort of... centralized force. There are going to be protection agencies that he might have to defeat. He may know about them, but he certainly doesn't know how many people in that town have weapons in their houses, how many weapons they have, what kind of weapons they have. And so he doesn't really know what odds he's up against, and nor do the mercenaries that he's hired. So the mercenaries are going to charge quite a bit for this operation because, well, they're killing their own countrymen in the first place.
Presuming
he didn't hire them from somewhere around the world. And
leprositic... dog-eating Mexican immigrant mercenaries.
Yeah, they might start doing it cheap, Mark, but as soon as their buddies start dying because people are fighting back because they care about their freedoms, because in a free market society, there will be plenty of people that are armed just as there are today. People will be fighting back, and the mercenaries will start to die. And then the other mercenaries are going to come back, and there's going to be mutiny on this guy's hands unless he ups the amount that they're getting paid. Hey, man, we didn't know it was going to be this hard. Look, we're going home to our families. You can keep your damn money. We'll take our upfront money and go home. It's just going to keep, the costs are just going to keep increasing. And again, the man with the money doesn't have the way to turn on the printing presses like our current government does. The reason why so many wars happen today in America is because the government can print an unlimited amount of money or just increment numbers in the computers to give themselves more money. That's how wars are funded. Without that mechanism, it's just not economically feasible.
Oh, yeah. Taking over a place, even the size of just one state, would be outrageously expensive. Even if it was some huge company, like the size of Walmart, after a little while, their money's all gone.
Right. You take it over, but then you have to do what they're trying to do in Iraq.
Right.
In Iraq, they have unlimited funds. They have hundreds of billions of your dollars to spend. And they can't even handle themselves against a group of ragtag insurgents. Now, imagine how much more difficult that would be for somebody that didn't have unlimited funds. How the hell are you going to keep that up? More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Keys? Check. New car smell? Check. Contract? Check. You struck your best new car deal, but I bet you didn't figure on this. When I come back, I'll ensure you don't miss a very important calculation. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. You just think you figure the cost of your new car, but don't put away that calculator yet. The added value of insurance could put a heavy drain on your checkbook. Vehicle color, sunroofs, stereo, and tinted windows don't count. But price, body type, rag tops, and weight compute to heavy dollars, as in hundreds every year. So tally the total cost of car ownership. Choose a vehicle, then compare rates among makes, models, and insurance companies. Since 37% of consumers interviewed plan to buy new cars within the next year, this advice will really add up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, all the features for free. We've got the bulletin board system approaching 250,000 posts. In fact, we might have crossed that threshold at this point. It was darn close last night. And around 1,600 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all. All free. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you right to it. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And I had one more point I wanted to make on our last caller's question about, well, in a free marketplace, if there's no government around, what will prevent, you know, the rich madman from hiring a bunch of mercenaries and coming in and killing everybody. You know, besides the decentralist benefits and besides the fact that he would not have unlimited funds like the government does to wage war, there's also another factor, and that is that in a free marketplace, none of us are under any sort of international treaty agreements. Like, you know, these conventions that these governments sign with each other that say things like, okay, we're going to have a war. Remember, you can't shoot the presidents and the dictators.
Right.
You can kill the soldiers.
In this war, you're only allowed to kill the poor people.
Right.
Now, you can conscribe the poor people to sign up, force them to sign up. You can offer them money to sign up, but we're only killing the poor people. We don't kill politicians. Now, yep. I think that if wars are going to be fought between nations, it seems to me we should put the national leaders. I want to see George Bush and Osama bin Laden put in the middle of a arena with a K bar, and each of them gets a K bar. Now fight it out, fellas.
I'd pay $1,000 to see that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great.
So initially, as soon as somebody got wind that this rich maniac was preparing to launch an attack against somebody, or as soon as the attack started, or whatever, as soon as the protection agencies became aware of this threat to their customers, all of a sudden, whoever the hell it was that was behind this would be ferreted out and would be either taken into custody or absolutely taken out, one or the other. So they're not invulnerable as they are today. Today, governments agree. They've got a gentleman's agreement that says, all right, we'll fight it out with the troops, but just don't assassinate me.
Right.
In the free market, there are no rules like that. So anybody that initiates force in that way would have a serious, serious amount of bounty hunters on their tail. And, private protection agencies, not only would they have their own people hunting these guys down, but they'd probably also offer bounty as well to anybody that wanted to go after him, which would include his very own mercenaries, the guys that he's already paid to do all the damage. Hey, Toby, we just hired you to kill a bunch of people. This mystery man, Dr. Claw or whoever, hires you to, kill a whole bunch of people, and then all of a sudden you get wind that if you bump off Dr. Claw,
I'm rich.
You're going to make a whole lot more than he was originally going to pay you.
Oh, yeah, because I'm only fighting for money. I'm not fighting for some cause that
exactly.
I believe in.
Well, somebody may very well be fighting for a cause that they believe in. I mean, rich madmen have managed to get people on their side by, filling their head full of nonsense. Osama bin Laden's a good example. But I think that in Osama bin Laden's case, we're doing a great job of doing his PR for him.
Right. Well, meaning the government of the United States, was over there bombing and killing and doing that sort of thing, and Osama bin Laden was just able to point to it and say, look what they're doing.
We didn't do that much bombing and killing, the fact that we have armed military in every country in the world, 130 out of 190 UN member states, that the United States military has people on the ground, boots on the ground, they're an occupying force.
Yep, and it's amazing to me that there haven't been more consequences from that yet. Let's continue with the phone calls. Go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, it depends on how many 8-10 warthogs you have, I think.
How
many you could buy. But really,
what are you going to do, man? Just annihilate an entire area of the population? Then you don't have any spoils.
Well, I was just going to say, ever since the exhibition of August 6th and August 9th of 1945, everything else falls short of war. Everything is just a police action. Ruthlessness is the key word. We could have took care of Iraq and all the other stuff if we was ruthless, but nobody...
Right.
You can't fight a war no more, really.
The most maniacal of private killers have only killed, a handful. I mean, mass murderers have only killed, handfuls of people in comparison to governments around the world that have killed millions upon millions of its own subjects.
And I can't wait until humans realize that we're all captured. It's like... It in the beginning of the Gladiator, you ever see the Gladiator?
Yeah.
The Romans are getting ready to invade the Germanians there, and the one colonel says to Maximus or whatever his name was, he says, "When are these people going to learn that they're captured already?"
Good question.
Unless you got a dang atom bomb, and that's the big problem right now. Other countries are saying no to the way things are going. They're trying to get atom bombs and. And who wants the atom bombs to be dropping, And then you hear these people that say, turn them to glass and everything,
The only people that want atom bombs to drop are government people, people that are in search of power and control.
Because they're afraid they're going to lose their power, and that's the ultimate power, the ultimate Second Amendment, the atom bomb. And during the 70s, there was a kind of a headset. Where we don't care about your atom bombs no more. Go ahead, live in your nuclear fear, drop them. We're going to do what the heck we want. And everything kind of mellowed out, the war, everything they went to with us, the Star Wars, everybody was being mellow, then everybody had money, the 80s came, and all of a sudden everything got too comfortable, and now they're throwing all this fear again at us.
Well, governments love that stuff, Dave. They feed on it. The government loves war. You see, the difference between government and...
We don't have to participate in it. We don't have to be afraid, you know.
Well, that's
and that's why I like this station, because, you know, you're showing no fear. You're telling the cops, hey, clean up. Remember Serpico? I don't know if you ever heard the movie.
I know the name.
You know, a lot, that's what's going on with our police state government installation here, you know. All these guys are corrupt, and it's, you know... Basically, you know, the cops, the lawyers, the clergy, the doctors, and the pharmaceutical guys are all, and the oil dudes are all in on it.
They're
in cahoots. They all sign each other's papers and everything, and we got to answer to all of them and give them a week's paycheck to go talk to them for 10 minutes.
You got it, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. See, Dave's onto something there. I mean, the government... It's interested in continuing conflict. The government is interested in continuing war.
That's its business.
Right.
The government
grows.
The government, any government, it is a monopoly on force. So if they're not using force, they're not really doing their job. So it can't grow. They can't grow nearly as quickly.
Right. They use force to get what they want from you, and they also use force as an excuse to continue to grow because, well, there's scary people out there. Other government's going to bomb us. We need to get bigger and make more bombs.
Right. If we don't need force, if we don't need force to protect ourselves from whatever boogeyman's out there, whether it's the Japanese, the Koreans, the Vietnamese, the Guatemalans, who was it we bombed over there? We went and got Panama.
But remember, Mark, we're not protecting ourselves from them. We're protecting ourselves from their governments, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference. Now, the marketplace moves towards freedom and a voluntary order and peace. The marketplace values peace. People can't trade if there's war going on. Nobody profits from war in the marketplace because there's no profit incentive. When you blow up bombs and shoot guns, you're losing money. That's why I hate going to the firing range. I mean, you improve your marksmanship, but at the same time, it costs quite a bit to put bullets into those guns.
Not cheap.
Well, war is the health of the state.
That's I believe Randolph Bourne who said that, and then Lord Acton, of course, famous for famous for pointing out that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, which ties into the last part of Dave's call. You know, pointing out that these people do nothing but increase the size of the state in order to increase the amount of power that they can wield over other men. That's what bureaucrats are all about: is increasing the scope of their bureaucracy so they have more people under their control. They have their position. Is more important than 800-259-9231. All bureaucracy and government flies in the face of volunteerism and the marketplace. It needs to end. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Bring up what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site completely free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. As have done over 380 of our listeners, you just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You like Free Talk Live? Send us $3 a month. We'll take that money in and turn it around into advertising the show, to getting it on more radio stations around the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. I don't think any other libertarian has ever done what we've done with this show in the past. This is unprecedented. There have been libertarians on the radio before, but none of them have gone this far. And we can go further with your help. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks, too. Read all about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones. To the fun. Matt in Massachusetts. Or Mark, rather. Excuse me. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just first off want to say I absolutely love your guys' show, and there's a definite donation coming from me.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate it. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to talk about the rising number of prank phone calls that have just been coming in on your show.
Yes,
I don't know. It's not that many. We used to get a whole bunch of crank calls, and they were all really good back when we were on the rock and roll station.
Yeah, people doing voices and funny stuff.
We'd have Sergeant Slaughter would call in. You guys are idiots.
Then there was Sanjay, the gas station owner.
Sanjay, the gas station owner, was absolute genius.
He was the best ever.
Yeah.
Dave Chris was pretty good too, though.
And what about the Smokey, the guy who talked like this and smoked crack?
Crack smoking Smokey. Yeah, man, that was great
really
stuff.
The crankers we have now. Amateurs.
Somebody needs to do like a crank call anthology from the original days. Like, just put together a whole hour's worth of those
calls. All the ones from nowadays, like Beavis from California, I remember him from a month ago. Like, he's the one that kind of, I believe he's the one that started the remember the sound that they make at the end of their, like, calls, like, E or
Yes, we're very familiar with that, yes.
I just absolutely hate it. I think it's ridiculous. And, like, it's like, I guess it's their signature or something. And
kids these days, it's more of a sign of how wealthy we are in society, in that
these kids today have all this time on their hands, right? They're not out working or doing anything productive, so they sit around and, you know, call talk shows and crank them. And they sort of come in spurts on Free Talk Live. And they'll come on and they'll do a few cranks, and then I guess they'll go crank some other show, and then they'll come back a few weeks later and try again. But, man, there needs to be a book or some sort of tutorial on how to crank radio shows, because if it's out there, these guys haven't read it.
Yeah, it's like they'll surge up. They'll do like one for like a couple days, and they'll stop for a while, and then they'll come right back. And I think it might be like a group of like maybe three or four, maybe five of them.
Yeah, I think you're right. From what I can tell, it's a group of people. They talk together on Skype, and they hang out on boards like 4chan and that sort of thing. And you know what? That's fine. Eventually, they'll get a job, and they'll get a girlfriend, and then they'll go away, or they'll grow up. And
I actually think it's like a little bit more sophisticated than just talking on Skype or whatever. I think they're actually like maybe neighbors or friends or. And they go over, like, one person's house. Like, they may go over, like Beavis from California. He may be, like, the ringleader or whatever. And they may all, like, call at the same time from different
places. I thought you were going to suggest it was the Bilderbergers.
hey, thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I thought he was going to quack at the end.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Maybe they cut him off too fast.
For it.
The board op might have dropped him too fast. Anyway. But, yeah, man, I appreciate the tries. But, you know, somebody should delve into the Free Talk Live archives, because I know I don't have time for this.
There's a lot of good ones out there. A good prank call can be really entertaining radio.
The board op is telling me he did make the noise, so he apparently potted it down into queue so he could hear after, and he did make the noise.
Good thing Jason's there looking out.
Nice and sophisticated.
So yeah, it'd be really cool, because I don't have time to do this, but there's all kinds of great cranks from our first season that we were on the air when we were on our FM talk station back down in Florida. Somebody really should go through there and get the best of Free Talk Live crankers. That way, at least, maybe we could take one of the calls and play it on the air so these guys know what they're up against.
This one guy, George, I thought he was hilarious.
When was this? In the original season?
Yeah, this was way back when I was listening to
Tomorrow. I don't remember George. What was he all about?
All sorts of crazy stuff. I don't know.
Great description, Toby.
Thanks.
Good job. All right. Let's talk cigars, Mark, because you are a cigar connoisseur.
I wouldn't go that far. I do smoke them.
Yes. What do you smoke, anyway?
You know, I smoke a variety of different things. There's a Florida Dominica, which I've been smoking relatively recently. They're very good. But, you know, when it comes to really satiating my habit, just an old cheap habit Tampa is fine, too. So I can go anywhere with it.
Well, you know what? You might be leaning a little bit more towards the Habitampas in the future if this new federal tax goes through. According to the St. Petersburg Times, Eric Newman punches the numbers on his calculator and gapes at the results one more time. Yeah, it's no mathematical error. The federal government has proposed raising taxes on premium cigars, the kind Newman's family's been rolling for decades in Ybor City, by as much as 20,000%. As part of an increase,
20,000%.
As part of an increase in tobacco taxes designed to pay for children's health insurance, the nickel per cigar tax that has ruled the industry up until now could rise to as much as $10 per cigar.
Mm.
They're going to go from a nickel per cigar, possibly as high as $10.
Wow!
When I saw that, I thought it's a joke. I saw the headline. I thought this can't. This is The Onion. No, this is for real. They really are going to try this.
I loved, I was listening to this today, I heard it on Rush Limbaugh. He's taking credit for it. But he thinks the Democrats want to get him personally for this with the cigar tax.
I'm not sure in the history of man since our forefathers founded the country in 1776 that there's ever been a tax increase of 20,000%, said Newman, who runs the Tampa business, founded by his grandfather. They have the Boston Tea Party for less than this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they have the Tea Party
like
for
1 or 2%.
Yeah, percent.
On the tea.
When it comes to tobacco sales, cigars are just a speck compared to cigarettes. In 2006, 400 billion cigarettes were sold, while only 5.3 billion cigars were sold. But cigars are intertwined with Tampa's lineage, and then they go on to talk about how, you know, there's 1,000 people that work in Tampa just making cigars.
Right, and you see, this is the thing that that's going to be left out of it. The children! You know, they what about the people that are currently working in the tobacco industry hand-rolling these premium cigars?
I bet a good amount of them have kids.
I bet they do.
Apparently, but
what are
they don't matter.
What are those kids going to do for food when daddy doesn't have a job anymore?
Right, because this is going to be a huge dampener on people buying things. It says here, many casual smokers are well-heeled enough to plunk down $10 for a premium puff, but would they pay $15 to $20 for
the
same pleasure?
This is where the bureaucrats that love to impose these things, the do-gooders, they don't realize. They take the current numbers and they extrapolate out, this is what we'd like to get in taxes, and this is how much we're going to have to tax per cigar in order to get what we want. They don't realize that their tax affects the sale of these cigars.
Absolutely.
If you if you double the price of a $10 cigar, you're going to have the sales. Sorry.
That's economics.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I enjoy a fine cigar every now and then, but paying double for it, I don't know anymore.
Says the owner of the business says, why don't we just go out of business? Here, you can run our company, Mr. Government. I mean, that's going to be the attitude of a lot of these people, because once their sales start dropping off like a rock... Once 75% of the sale price of their cigar is going to the government, they're just, why bother?
Yeah.
Why keep going? And it's the same reason. This is the same crap that drives companies out of the country. It's the same crap that just drives companies, business owners and entrepreneurs to say, screw it. You know, I've made a little bit of money. I've got a little bit of money in the bank. You know, I was enjoying life supplying people with the product and service, but I'm tired of all this
crap.
Maybe
I'll just move to Costa Rica and retire.
Here's the source of the controversy. The Democrat-controlled Congress has sought an extra $35 to $50 billion for the state Children's Health Insurance Program. The program distributes payments to the states to help buy coverage for kids not poor enough for Medicaid. Cigarettes, and again, this is the government saying, we've got all these obligations and programs, and we need more money. It never ends for these people. And if we would just let people keep the money that they earned in the first place, then they'd be able to send their own kids to whatever doctors they chose. And, of course, we've already talked about how healthcare costs come down if you let the marketplace handle it. But now, as a result of government's continued meddling, the prices keep going up, and government keeps having to intrude in other areas of places where they can tax, whether it be alcohol or cigarettes or whatever. Cigarettes, which accounted for more than 95% of tobacco tax collections last year, the main focus of the bill, federal taxes on a pack of cigarettes, get ready for this, will jump from 39 cents to a dollar. That's over 100% increase on cigarettes.
You know, I think they can get away with this because it's such a it gets fringer and fringer as you go down. You tax the cigarette smokers. Well, most people don't smoke cigarettes. You can tax the cigar smokers even more because even less people smoke cigars. So there's less and less people speaking up out against this.
You're going to see a black market in cigars erupt.
You're absolutely going to see it.
Already seen it in New York with their insane cigarette taxes. There's black market cigarettes for sale on the streets of New York. And, of course, people, I mean, Mark, if you can get a premium cigar for $10 on or, you know, $15 on the black market versus $20 on the legitimate market, what are you going to choose?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the cheaper one.
You and everybody else. And so as a result of that, the legitimate business owners are going to go out of business. People are going to start smuggling in cigars, and you're going to have a war on cigars.
Right. The average person's going to do it because that's economics. They want to save the $5. I'm going to do it because I believe it's my patriotic duty to avoid every single tax that's out there.
And the criminals are going to bring them in because they're going to make it oodles of money.
Because I believe in America, and this government is ruining it.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.